Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manner, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, decluttering, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I've been a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or small offices, helping them declutter, get organized, be more productive, begin downsizing, prepare for moving, or getting settled into their new home. Today, I want to talk about toxicities in the home. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but there are toxins lurking in and around our homes. Unlike our ancestors who had mostly organic possessions that were made from wood, cotton, wool, or even animal skins, our modern homes contain a lot of plastics, PVCs, chemicals, mold, mildew, VOCs, and the list goes on. We can have some control over what we're exposed to, and I'd like to start with one of the easiest ways to eliminate our exposure to indoor air pollution. Take a walk down the cleaning product and laundry detergent aisle in any store, and if you take a deep breath, you'll probably notice a variety of smells. Unfortunately, a lot of those cleaners have toxic ingredients, and they aren't environmentally friendly. It's not mandated for the producers to list ingredients, but if you do a little research, you'll find it's questionable ingredients that make up a good portion of these potentially hazardous products. One disturbing trend I'm noticing is the super strong-smelling laundry detergents and fabric softeners. A commercial on TV promises that if you use their product, your clothes will smell just like they came out of the dryer for weeks and weeks. When your clothes come out of the dryer, shouldn't they just smell clean? I can even tell when my neighbors are drying their clothes from the perfume-like scent wafting out of their dryer vent and over into my yard. Getting back to basics in your laundry area is easy and fairly inexpensive. You may have to pay a little more for environmentally friendly detergents that lack fewer ingredients, which is kind of ironic, but I go with a biodegradable, hypoallergenic detergent that is free of perfumes and dyes. Good old baking soda is one of the best and cheapest fabric softeners around. It's actually softening the water, and since a lot of us have hard water, a half a cup to 1 cup of baking soda in our wash can help boost our detergent's power and reduce gray scale buildup and smell. More stores are offering it in bulk, which is great since I also use it for cleaning. Instead of chlorine bleach, try non-chlorine bleach that is oxygen-based. It's basically hydrogen peroxide in water. I gave up on dryer sheets a long time ago. Did you know that most static cling just comes from over-drying? I set the dryer for a shorter duration, and once in a blue moon, I need to tack on a few more minutes or hang one or two items up to finish drying. Go old school by making a general cleaning solution of 1 part white vinegar and 9 parts water. This will kill up to 90% of bacteria and many spores. It's inexpensive, and when you're finished using a vinegar cleaning solution, just dump it down your garbage disposal or your toilet for added odor control. Air fresheners and deodorizing products may contain allergens and volatile organic compounds, those VOCs I mentioned earlier, as well as cancer-causing chemicals such as benzene and formaldehyde. There have been studies done that show allergy and asthma symptoms can be compounded by being exposed to strong fragrances. And it can't be healthy for us to be exposed to chemicals that manufacturers won't voluntarily list on their products. Commercial air freshening sprays, plugs, stationary dispensers, and some scented candles can be toxic, and the companies making them have reported booming sales in recent years. Steady
effusion of scent.
There are simple recipes online for creating your own air freshening sprays using essential oils. Do you swap out your clothes based on the season because there just isn't enough room in your closets? Do yourself a favor, lose the mothballs. They're highly toxic. They're made of yucky chemicals that aren't good for you, your home, or your clothes. Use cedar chips, blocks, or balls. And if you think you have moths, there are moth traps available at most hardware stores that attract the buggers using pheromones that will decrease the population. I've used similar traps to get rid of pantry moths, and they do work, but you also have to do a thorough cleaning of wherever you're storing food. One of the most prevalent indoor air polluters are fungal toxins like mold and mildew. 9 out of 10 basements that I encounter have mold and mildew issues. Some have been so bad that I was only able to make it down the first few stairs before having to retreat after coughing and gagging on the noxious fumes. Water damage from a leaking roof or a flooded basement can almost guarantee mold spores are flourishing. Dehumidifiers are essential to maintaining low humidity levels because if there's one thing the mold thrives on, it's humid, warm environments. Unfortunately, I commonly find things that shouldn't be stored in a basement, such as books, paper, cardboard, upholstered furniture, fabric, and textiles. Black mold is extremely hazardous, and it's best dealt with by mold remediation professionals. If belongings are contaminated, they should be removed from the premises, and it's important to wear an organic vapor respirator, to wash clothes, and shower immediately after dealing with moldy items. So avoid synthetic fragrances. Clean naturally the way grandma used to by making your own cleaners or by biodegradable, non-toxic, environmentally friendly products. If your basement smells musty, you might have an issue with mildew or mold, and it's best to address it so that a possible problem won't worsen. In future episodes, I'll be covering more topics such as types of disorganization and minimalism. Stop by our Facebook page, Minding Your Manner on WGXC 90.7 FM, where you can ask me questions, share a tip or a trick that worked for you, or just join in the conversation. Thanks for joining me. This has been Julie Ulmer on WGXC, helping you mind your manner.